Chapter 1. Think Fast. Most kids would fall flat on their faces if they tried to read while walking quickly, but not Stacy Taylor. She stepped nimbly over sidewalk cracks, veered around a tricycle some little kid had left out, and even gave her neighbor's poodle a pat on the head, all without ever lifting her nose from the book in her hands. The book was the true story of an amazing reporter named Nellie Bly. Back in the late 1800s, most people thought that only men should be reporters. But Nellie Bly did daring things that male reporters were afraid to do. No adventure was too bold for her, no ordeal too severe. She had herself locked up in an insane asylum and wrote about how badly the inmates were treated. She traveled around the world by boat, train, and even rickshaw. Wow, thought Stacy. Wouldn't it be great to be a reporter like Nellie Bly? She tried to think of something daring she could do. Maybe she could discover what horrific secret ingredients were in the cafeteria food. Of course, for all she knew, the cafeteria served nourishing, delicious food cooked by a gourmet chef. In fact, there were a lot of things Stacy didn't know about Walker Middle School. Today was the first day of the school year, and she was just starting sixth grade. Stacy felt excited and a little nervous about starting middle school. She wasn't too nervous, though, because she knew her three best friends would be there with her. All through elementary school, Mandy, Daryl, Luis, and Stacy had been known as the fearsome foursome. They staked out the best seats at the back of the bus. At lunch, they sat together at their table. In gym, they always picked each other first for teams, and any time all four of them were on one team, that team was sure to win. As long as the fearsome foursome stuck together, Stacy thought, how bad could middle school possibly be?